The second case really was basically, is adjuvant radiation appropriate for men with extracapsular extension, positive margins, or seminal vesicle invasion after prostatectomy? And the question was based on a randomized trial that was presented in the plenary session at ASTRO this year, as well as at AUA earlier this year, which was done by the SWOG group, Southwest Oncology Group. It's a study of about 410 men, eligible men, who either were given 64 to 66 gray postoperatively for extracapsular extension, positive margins, or seminal vesicle invasion, or watched and treated at some point later. The results of that study after a median follow-up of 9.6 years showed that there was a progression-free survival benefit, but no benefit in distant failure or overall survival. Yet the vast majority of the audience voted yes to the question of giving postoperative radiation, and I think that that reflects the audience that we're looking at here, and one in which people are saying, you know, delaying the time to PSA failure means delaying the time to using hormonal therapy, which I agree improves one's overall quality of life for the time you delay. However, I think it's important that the endpoint of at least distant disease-free survival is seen to be improved before one recommends this across the board. I think that patients should be made aware of this data about postoperative radiation delaying PSA failure, just the same story as pelvic radiation delays PSA failure, and then a discussion should occur between the physician and the patient and a decision made based on the potential side effects and the potential benefits.
So how would you have answered the question, which I guess really gets into, in general, would you offer postoperative radiation therapy to most patients in this situation or not?
This was a relatively young man. What I would have done is I would have offered him the discussion of treating, because he did have a positive margin and he did have extracapsular extension. His risk of postoperative PSA failure was much greater than 50%. And I think it would be very reasonable if, after he heard from me, that the acute toxicity, you know, is mild. The study shows that by 2 years, people's bowel and bladder function is back to baseline, that it would be very reasonable to go ahead and treat. Of course, he'll see an undetectable PSA at that point, but it'd be treating just based on the probability of failure as opposed to actual failure.